Welcome, everyone. This is the All In FPL show. I am JB, and as ever, we are joined by the eighth wonder of the world, who now has blind faith in Sean Dyche and is expecting Everton to stroll to victory tonight. How are we, Alex Doyle?
Yeah, expectant of a big Everton win tonight, which will inevitably not come. And by the time anyone's watching this, they'll be laughing at me. So that's
What's your
yeah.
prediction?
1-0 to Everton.
Okay, so everyone will know the score by now, and you're going for a 1-0 Everton, yeah?
Easy.
Excellent. And we are also joined by a man who's so rich, his butler has a fast pass at Harrods. It's the money man. Money, money, money. Joshua Waldridge. How are you, Josh?
You're right, mate. Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Oh, sorry, that's me, isn't it?
Have we
Well,
hit a technical snag already?
yeah, technical snag with Josh.
If it ain't the light bulb, it's his sound. There's something going on all the time with Josh. Only asked how he was.
My poker live stream was playing in the background. Sorry that I had open last night. That's why I was I thought it was coming from one of you two, but I just couldn't like see your mouth moving.
You ain't
So I was
still in the
like very
tournament, are you?
confused. What's that, mate? I was just watching some people play poker last night, in Manchester from the tournament I was at last week. But
How did you
yeah.
get on?
I entered the tournament six times
That's not
and
that I'm not a huge poker fan, but that don't sound good.
no, so you were allowed to enter six times, and I entered six times,
That's a
and
really good chance of winning then, right? You entered all six times.
Yeah, you must have won, yeah.
I won it five times. Yeah, no. What actually happened was I lasted 20 minutes longer than the minimum amount of time it was possible to last until. So, that's pretty strong, I would say, for six entries. But yeah, wasn't my week, but. I won quite a bit of money on the cash games on the side, so yeah, I was lucky on those and very unlucky in the tournament slash played very badly. So yeah.
It's amazing. Anything I back Josh in, it always goes really badly. And then all the side action, which I don't have anything in, always seems to go really well. It's so strange how it works. Bizarre.
Hey, I won't have this. You're up lifetime on me still, just about after the fan team from a few.
Thank
That was our lucky run. So yeah, we'll take the skill-based games on the chin. You've just got to sort of invest in me in those for like a few years to just even it out. All right.
Okay,
It
yeah.
doesn't really matter anyway. Did like Josh wanted a four bedroom house a little while ago, and he brought a five bedroom house just so one bedroom can store his piles of cash. That's how rich he is. So I mean, if you lose a bit of poker, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah, I think we need an off-season special, Josh's poker adventures. I think that's what we'll cover when FPL's over.
I actually really want to start doing some like mini vlogs and stuff because I think it's my personality that the people are after. I think they really, I don't think it's anything to do with the fantasy football or the poker or anything. I think they just want my personality to come out. So
It's definitely not to do the fantasy football or the poker skills. I'll tell you that for free. That's for sure. Jesus. Okay. Well, today I guess should I give a little bit of a running order?
yeah, go
Go
on then.
on. Tell the all in faithful what they're gonna expect.
It's really unfortunate this week, and we're really pushed for time, so we're gonna have to skip the review of the game week so far. It's a dying shame. So we'll have to just skip on to the game weeks ahead. We're gonna look at the fixture pile up, how that's gonna look. Josh is gonna provide all the insights for who's playing when, where, and how. And we're gonna look at the players that we need to bring it in for that period, and then look at our transfers for the game week ahead.
Sounds
But
good. I love how the bit that you find impossible to do, i.e. the fixtures, re requires just like looking at things. Like it's just like all it requires is like having the energy to open a page and just
Yeah.
like click through a little bit. Like that's the bit you don't like. But it looks like we're starting with you this week, actually, Doyle, I think, on the game week review.
Well, the game week's not over. That's the main thing to say so far, is the game week is not over. 44 points minus 4 is 40, which is not that much this week. Bright spot was Tony getting a 9-pointer. Everything else kind of dead. So Kepa, White, Trippier, Akanji, all blanked. Akanji off the bench when I was sure I was getting short, to be honest with you. I was pretty convinced that was coming off given how I've run the last few weeks, but not to be. Mitoma blanked, but looked good again. Then it's just the Rashford, Saka, Odegaard, and De Bruyne, who I hit in, blanked. And then captained Haaland. And obviously he went off injured just before. Well, no, just after the penalty, but he probably would have taken the penalty, I assume. So yeah, no good so far, but I think De Bruyne and Akanji are going to bang a couple to save the game week.
I actually thought Tony had blanked. Like, genuinely, I thought he blanked.
He could have had a hat trick.
Did you just leave the video and come back in, Josh?
No, my internet just went off for half an hour. I tend to do that when you're talking, but it actually just went off. My internet genuinely went off. So that's going to be great for the graphics, I'm sure.
Yeah, so if our production quality couldn't get any worse, it's now going to be Josh is going to be in the top left and Pop reappear in the bottom of the screen. It's just world-class from us, as usual.
Will he be called John B at the bottom as well, with like a
inflated
rank overall as well?
Yeah, he's in
perfect. He's stolen my rank. That's what he went out, come back in, because he wants to look better, doesn't he?
That is a good one, yeah. I like that. I did have an idea while I was off, though, for the seconds. I could be like one of them vloggers who like does like the hauls and stuff. So I like do unboxings, couldn't I, and stuff like that. Like I know we're going a bit off topic a little bit here, but I've just been thinking about my brand really. But yeah, is it on to me next? I guess
this is shaping up to be the worst ever video I think we've done for the fans.
Wait till you see the hauls; they'll be even worse. But yeah, I got 51 points.
What is that unboxing of the hauls? I don't even understand what you've said.
What the vloggers do,
JB, he doesn't quite understand it, Josh. You have to break it down a little bit. He doesn't know what the YouTubes are, really.
So you get like a package like this, right? Like, so it's got like...
Oh, like when you're sponsored by stuff or...
Yeah, and you unbox them for your fans and they watch you like open things, basically.
Yeah, but that's normally when you're sponsored by stuff, though.
Yeah, but that's to come, isn't it? That's gonna be inevitable. That's like...
Oh, so you're assuming later. You're already hitting that already, like the sponsorship deals, yeah?
He's already 3 years down the line, JB. He's got a
whole... No wonder I can't understand.
...mapped out for him for his rise to fame, and then now he's on the peak fame level of content planning, so it's fine.
He's probably got a PowerPoint somewhere, any of like his five-year plan and investment, stuff like that.
Okay, yeah. Please take us back to FPL, Josh. Jesus Christ. Talk us for your team.
Right, so I got 51, and essentially the difference between me and Doyle is literally Luke Shaw, I think. I think I finished like 11 above Doyle, and Shaw got 12 of them. So it was just like that. That was what the difference was between most people this week. The only other returns I got were Haaland captain, obviously, which everyone had. Four-pointer, doubled. Rashford, 8 points. A lot of people have got that. Saka, very popular, 6 points. And Andreas, 6 points. That was a nice one to have. Like, that was sort of my Tony, I suppose. Everyone else blanked. And I presume, like Doyle, I've got six to play midweek again, including the captain. So Haaland trained today, so that's a good thing for us. Not that it makes any difference. It's actually a bad thing for us because of the triple captain, actually, thinking about it. But, he's going to...
Because I'm not. It's less tilting for me, though, because I've not like capped the main guy for a few weeks. I wasn't going to do it again, then I did it. So if he actually does well in hauls, then it makes me feel better, at least.
Yeah, it's helped you out, like morale-wise, yeah, and like you've made a good decision and stuff, yeah. But yeah,
so let's talk about your goalkeeper, Josh, shall we?
Oh, for fuck's sake! I thought that I actually forgot about this. I've done it again, guys. So I played the fixtures again. I decided, oh my God, Ramsdale's got about five extra fixtures to De Gea over the next 5 weeks. Took out De Gea, he got 10 points. Brought in Ramsdale, he got 2 points. I'm sure he'll get the other nine and more midweek against Man City. But if he doesn't do that, I've sold another double-digit goalkeeper, basically. And it's just like, I don't think it's ever going to end. It's been the case for seasons and seasons now. And the only way I blocked it last year was by not doing any goalkeeper transfers, which you might argue is the answer, right? You might say that that is like the answer to the problem.
Can we insert, I say, can we? I do the editing. So can I insert the video of Josh in when we did that half season thing where he said, I'm going to put in Danny Ward and Iverson and not swap at all this season, rest of the season.
This, I think, as I said last week, this might be why I had a good first half of the season and why the second half of the season has unravelled completely, because I've wasted about five transfers and 8 points of hits on goalkeepers again. It's just nonsense. I just hate it.
Goalkeepers, and I think that's a new pod episode, FPL fetishes. Josh is definitely tinkering with goalkeepers. He knows.
Yeah. I really liked how you just asked yourself the question as the editor, whether you can insert something into the video, which you, if I can be you for a second, yes, you can. All right. So, yeah.
I'm doing a deal you're doing, Josh. I'm looking down the line to years where we have a, you know, a proper editor behind who's going to come out and, you know, do that for us. I'm using your sort of power of visualizing to get us to our goal.
I've just realised this was the perfect opportunity for JB to pretend to be me for a minute and me to pretend to be JB. We could have read out each other's teams and just pretended it was normal, couldn't we? But anyway, JB, go on top of the pile. You can have the reins, I suppose.
Thank you very much. Yes, a good, productive week for me. I've got 62 points so far. Mainly down to a couple of guys. Kepa blanked in goal. He's been doing really, really well lately, but obviously Chelsea conceded to West Ham. Defence, Trippier and Gabriel, a little bit let down by the Arsenal defence. Looked like they was going quite well for a time, but Brentford did have a lot of chances. So I'll accept that one, even though the goal was offside at the time. So that was 2 points for Gabriel. Trippier blank, which is a really good thing, to be honest, because a lot of people have got to double up with the Newcastle defence. So I was cheering that one when it went in. And Shaw, obviously everyone's got Shaw, everyone's put Shaw in their team, no one benched him and no one's that silly. And I think a few people had a little toss up whether Shaw should go in or not, and obviously some people did bench him, naming no names. But even I had Reece James on the bench, and I was debating whether I should play James or Shaw, but just the uncertainty over minutes, Chelsea was away. So I fancied Shaw just because I knew he was going to get 90 minutes. So played him. He come in with 12 points, which was fantastic. Josh said about Andreas Pereira as well. That was another one. I could have played James over Pereira, but quite a nice fixture for Fulham against Forest. And they'd done the business. Did help that Forest had two centre-backs go off in the 7th minute injured. So that was a little bit of a strange one. But Pereira done well with his little assist at the end. Saka, 6 points feels like a bit of a haul, to be honest, from Saka, because on Saturday there wasn't many points around, so he got his assist. Obviously people who have got Odegaard and Ketiar, it put me up a little bit on them, even though I've got Odegaard as well, but no one really returned from Arsenal, so that was good. Up front, Kane blank, Haaland as always, everyone's got him, but the main man yesterday, Riyad Mahrez. That's why my score's so good. A little bit fortunate, I guess, because I know a lot of people got De Bruyne, and they, you know, it wouldn't have surprised me if De Bruyne got a goal and assist yesterday and Mahrez didn't. But I think what I'm looking at is the fact that De Bruyne's 12 million, Mahrez is 7.5, I think I got him for nearly 8 million, whatever. And they're certainly not £4 million worth of difference between them, because I think they're both ticking along and can outperform each other at the moment. So very pleased with that. Bit fortunate that he took a penalty, because I think Haaland had a knock. So whatever happened there, I don't really care. But Mahrez banged it in. So yeah, good week for me, up to 130,000, I think so. And then 5 to play on Wednesday.
I want to for sure acknowledge the luck with the Luke Shaw thing, because I think from my team, I should say, because I think I only played Luke Shaw because I had crap defence. And I think that'll be the case for a lot of people. I think a lot of people will have just automatically had Trippier, Arsenal defender, City defender, and you'd have played all them over Luke Shaw. So it's just like, I think we've got to acknowledge a bit of luck. But with yours, JB, you actually just made a good decision, I think, like playing Shaw over James, because you had like two decent options. But I had bloody Bueno, who's basically been dropped, or Luke Shaw. So I was obviously just going to play Luke Shaw. So I got a bit lucky, I think, not having an Arsenal defender. So yeah.
Yeah, the other thing I had was I've still got two free transfers this week. I was going to use another one to get a City defender in. And obviously, I was thinking, well, you know, City defender, they play twice. But I just didn't fancy it just because of the rotation and stuff. So I'm really pleased I didn't, because a lot of people got burned by Ake, Lewis, Akanji. None of them started. And obviously, they come on for a one-pointer as well. So really, really pleased I held that transfer. It's only really because some more doubles were announced and I just wanted to keep saving these transfers. So yeah, proud of myself that I held fire on that one.
I wish I'd found Mahrez over KDB. I didn't really consider it though, so I can't say I was unlucky or anything. It wasn't didn't even enter my mind to go for Mahrez over KDB. So
it was a crazy weird team, wasn't it, that he picked again? Pep, like, he basically played 3-6-1, as I alluded to in one of our chats. Like, I've never seen them play that team before with Gundo and Bilva and De Bruyne and Rodri. Like, it's just like
Even like Rodri and Bernardo Silva, normally like Rodri drops back, but Bernardo Silva at times is dropping back and being the extra man in defence. I was thinking, now got Bernardo Silva, like what is going on here? But I mean, it seemed to work first half, to be fair. Second half, they looked a bit, took their foot off the gas a little bit and looked a little bit ropey, but you know, they done enough in the first half, I guess, so you can't really complain when they won 3-1.
We got to take credit for JB getting his sure points, Doyle, because we literally begged him not to buy a Kanji last week. We were like he might not start, he probably won't start, please don't buy him. And JB said he's the most nailed player that has ever existed in the Man City setup.
Nine in ten starts or in the Premier League or something, I can't remember saying.
Thank God, literally, because that's such a swing. I mean, I do think Akanji will start midweek because I think Arsenal's a completely different proposition. I think they'll go to a back four and they'll play not necessarily a back four, but definitely with a full back who's further forward, and then there's three centre backs again. So
Diaz hurt?
Yeah, what's that?
Diaz hurt?
No.
He just had a booking.
Yeah, just got a booking. Yeah.
And Pep said about, obviously, Bailey and Watkins' pace in behind, so he didn't want to risk it in case they got a red card, and then obviously they're up against it, so it was precautionary. So, I mean, he might play Laporte and Diaz, but there's definitely going to be a back four, I think. You ain't going to come up against Saka and Martinelli, or if Trossard's there, whoever, running down the wings and having a back three, no chance.
I think Ake will come in at left back, definitely. I think Walker will probably still play right back, actually, just because he's very fast, very good defensively. But yeah, I think it could well still be. It'll be two of Laporte, Diaz, and Akanji, and I think it'll be Ake and Walker as the fullbacks.
I think Pep was praising Walker as well. He said that he's looking more like his old self, and the last week or two, he's been back to his best.
He's definitely getting benched then. Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, I think Lewis owners have been very unlucky because I don't think he's going to feature. Maybe that will unlock Shaw off the bench, to be honest, for some people. But yeah, Ake and Akanji, I'm sort of glad they came on at the weekend, even as like an owner, because I think they're both going to get minutes midweek as well. So I think you might as well take the extra point and just accept you were never getting Shaw, Doyle, to be honest. I think because I think Akanji might well play.
It was a crazy weekend of football. Like, I watched Match of the Day on Sunday morning, and the VAR decisions for like the Chelsea game was so funny. The Suchek handball, which is just, I just don't understand what they're doing. Like, how can they not call that?
The Suchek one isn't the worst one of the season, but it is a penalty. But it's not. I don't think it's the worst one.
Bad one. He literally, like, why was he on the floor? There's no reason for him to be on the floor.
It's like this whole Howard Webb coming in and saying like they can't change a VAR. They're taking it too literally, I think. Like, no one wants to change any decision that the ref gives at the moment, even if it's a clear penalty. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I think it was third worst of the weekend because there was two actual goals that were disallowed. Like I just don't understand what's going on. It's just like absolutely bizarre.
Well, the Arsenal one, the Brentford goal was
that off. Was a goal, yeah, that was like given offside, right? And then the Brighton one was just like a goal that wasn't given. It was just absolutely bizarre. And then like they just can't draw the line straight with the right people. It's just like absolutely mad. Yeah,
but I think that's a lot of it's pressure, I think, because they were saying, obviously, they wanted to make it quicker to stop interrupting the game, which means that the refs are then panicking, the VAR are then panicking to get the decision done in a certain time frame, which means they make mistakes. So for the Arsenal one, obviously, he was looking at the other one and was like, oh, I'm taking so long, I need to rush and get it done. And then he just doesn't check the other thing. So it's like it's...
Yeah, and I think to be fair, that Brighton one, there was a lot Brentford, there was a lot going on, to be fair. Like, there was so many, you'd be checking for the Tony in the first phase of play, like the ball come over the top, then it went back, then it come back, and it's just, yeah, I mean.
Well, it's like you need a team of people looking at it.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I think it would help if it was more transparent as well, if the ref was actually talking to the VAR and like they were talking them through the decision like they do in rugby, NFL, like we see it. Yeah. We see like communication in those sports, whereas like,
That's going to happen though, apparently. It's coming in.
Well, let's hope so, because it's absolutely mental. The fans are just like, you're in the stadium and you don't know what's happening. When you're actually at the games with VAR, it's like the most surreal feeling ever. It's just crazy.
I don't know whether it's at the games, but they're definitely going to be mic'd up. So I don't know whether it's just on TV, you'll hear it or what. But apparently, I don't know if it's next season or when, but it is coming.
the only thing I want to talk about, because we probably won't move on to them, I don't think, but Leicester as well, the game against Spurs, and just Iheanacho, and how much I love Iheanacho, and how much of a fraud Brendan Rodgers is for benching him for 2 years for no reason.
He was unbelievable, weren't he? And then Vardy come back in, he couldn't really get a game. But he was scoring every single game before he sort of went out of the team.
Yeah. They played two up top, though. They played two up top with Vardy for the end of that season, the second half of that season. They were scoring tons of goals. Iheanacho was smashing it. It was when it's actually when Harvey Barnes came back, because Harvey Barnes was out for ages. So they moved
he did look good. Top.
And when Harvey Barnes came back, they decided to facilitate him instead and pushed out Iheanacho. And then he just never seemed to get his place back, which is insane, given whenever he plays, he just scores goals.
Yeah, interesting one.
Leicester fans might have a different opinion, but...
scored quite a few goals now, Leicester, haven't they?
He's lethal in front of goal, as you said, Iheanacho. Like, I never think he looks so good, like, in the phases of play or anything like that, but in front of goal, he just puts the ball in the goal like an...
natural goal scorer.
Yeah, Vardy's similar. That's the only thing I'd say. So, like... For years, there have been like two guys who are just goal scorers, don't really add extra, but
I think that's it now, though, because I mean, Vardy ain't played hardly all season anyway, because
he's done, he's lost his pace.
So I think we will see Iheanacho playing now, so yeah, all will be revealed. And then the other man for Leicester, James Maddison, does it again and again, doesn't he? Goals, assists, he's quietly going about his business now with racking up the hauls. You've been impressed by him?
Yeah, and I think Josh will tell us because I don't have a clue, but I don't think we can pick any of them for a while, unless I'm mistaken.
No, exactly. Let's do a nice segue onto that, because I think there's just some things to really look at here in terms of like fixture swings. Basically, it's like you tend to talk about this more in like the Sky game or something, but I think when we've got only precious transfers here for such a volatile period of fixtures, I think it's important to know the degree of the swings here, because obviously in 24, which is the week coming up, everyone plays, right? So you don't really need to worry. I think a lot of the good teams and a lot of the teams that we own have got good fixtures. So for example, Man United have got Leicester, Man City have got Notts Forest, I think. So that's going to cover like five or six players for a lot of people. And then Arsenal have got Aston Villa, who've looked very, very suspect defensively in the last few weeks, despite Emery's influence. And then you're probably just making it up with a few extra players. Like Harry Kane's got West Ham at home, which isn't a bad fixture at all. So I think people will definitely be able to manage in 24, but 25 to 28 is really the period where it gets really interesting. So in that particular period, Everton, Palace, Arsenal, and potentially Wolves and Liverpool have got five fixtures over the 4 weeks. Whereas Man United, for example, have got two fixtures over the 5 weeks. That's sort of the most extreme swing, but we're talking about five games versus two games here. So I think people have got a really big decision to make on the likes of Rashford, Shaw, Bruno Fernandes, to name three, because I think, I don't know what, like, I'm going to ask you for you boys' opinion now, but Doyle, what do you think about the Man United guys? Do you think they're going to be sells like next week or?
Yeah, get them out. I've got to go. You don't have enough games. You just can't keep up, right? They're expensive assets. And I mean, I think Shaw you can probably carry because he's so cheap on the bench, and that's fine. I think Rashford, Bruno, just got to go, right?
JB, what do you think?
Nah, I'd keep Rashford. I think he's probably gone up in so much in price that you're going to lose a little bit of value on him. And you're going to want him straight back, no? Surely, like, even if he does blank one game.
In 5 weeks' time.
You don't want to go one game week without him, though, surely, do you?
Well, he blanks two games, though. That's the point, isn't it? Like, he blanks two games in the next four. Like, from 25 and... He blanks 25 and 28.
Yeah.
So it's like...
25 and 28. I think it depends on your strategy, though, because at the moment, I'm taking it old school. I pretty much do it every year. Probably might free hit in 28. So if I do that, I'm not fussed just holding him for 25. So it's only one game, really, if you're going to free hit. But again, it does depend on your strategy if you've used it or not, so...
The other thing is, so the teams that blank in 25, I think we've mentioned it last week, but we'll go through it again. Brentford, Brighton, Newcastle, Man United. Now, there's more reasons to keep the other three teams than there are Man United, because Brighton and Brentford double in 27 and Newcastle play in 28. So straight away, they've all got at least one extra fixture to Man United. I think Brentford have potentially got two, or maybe definitely have two, actually. Let me take a look at my trusty sheet. No, they don't. So I think Brentford and Brighton, to be fair, are both also likely to blank in 28, the same as Man United, but they do have the double in 27. So like, if you've got the likes of a Tony or a Mitoma or a Stupinan or something, I think you just have to hold those guys now. And Trippier obviously is probably a must hold, and he plays 28. So I think there's just like, the Man United boys are going to be the odd guys out for people who aren't using a chip between 25 and 28, I think, for sure. I think you just have to get rid of those.
It's fun, though, because the fixtures in between for them are the best two fixtures in the game. Liverpool and Southampton.
I did spot that, yeah. I spotted the Southampton fixture in particular.
I spotted the Liverpool fixture in particular. Wait until after tonight, you'll be really thinking you want Captain Rashford for that game. Jesus.
Yeah, 26 is obviously the single week, which is really relevant because that's where like you're going to be captaining someone who doesn't double. I mean, it might be that 27, we captain someone who doesn't double, by the way, because the fixtures are underwhelming, to say the least. But I'll probably still captain a doubler. But Man City got Newcastle in 26. Now, I don't know if you can target Newcastle defensively because they've been very resolute defensively, haven't they?
Yeah.
Will you still cap Haaland or...?
I won't, but I wouldn't put anyone off capping him. I think Newcastle are looking a little bit worse now. Just overall, it feels like they've lost the momentum a little bit, so I wouldn't be too scared of capping Hull.
Arsenal got Bournemouth at home that week. That looks good. Obviously, Man United got Liverpool, as you said. Maybe that's not quite good enough for the armband, I don't think. But yeah, I think it's probably between Arsenal against Bournemouth and City against Newcastle. So maybe you do still go Haaland, even in that single week, 26.
Everton beat Nottingham Forest as well after we all bring in DCL for his double.
Chelsea Leeds, that might be good. Like, there's definitely some punts here, but I think we're probably going to end up going Haaland still. So I don't think holding Rashford is as important, yeah.
Chelsea don't double. And do they play in 28?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they've got Everton though, so it's basically a blank.
Yeah, pretty bad. Pretty bad.
So... Frontex, Chelsea are just one of the teams who just don't double, don't blank over the next 5 weeks. So they have five fixtures out of 5 weeks. Some of the similar teams to that are all the crap ones. So like Villa, Bournemouth and Notts Forest sort of don't blank, don't double. So they're like your steady eddies that you wouldn't be selling, but you also probably wouldn't be buying till 28 at least. And then, yeah, the ones where you want to get on in 26 or 27 are the ones who double 27, obviously. So that's the likes of Brentford, Brighton, Southampton and Palace. And obviously to the Brighton, Brentford ones are extra pertinent because they blank 25, double 27. So there's quite a big swing there. So those are sort of probably going to be your targets in 26 and 27, I think.
So Josh, to clarify, Josh, then what you're saying is get on Palace and Southampton assets now.
No, absolutely not. Because I think, as I say, I think the ones you want to buy in 25 are the ones who double in 25. Like, and Wolves, Everton, and Liverpool. Everton definitely play 28. Wolves and Liverpool have a 50% chance of playing in 28 as well, so not blanking. So those are all particularly good buys.
Is there a way to wild card and like get during this period? Is that a strategy, do you think?
I think you could wild card 27, no? And then set yourself up. Is that right?
No, because 27 and 28 are so contrasting. So, like, if we hone in on 27 and 28 for a second,
everyone plays 27, though, don't they?
Yes, they do. To be fair, so
you could set up a team for 27, knowing that fill it with players for 28 still, if you wanted.
Yeah, you wouldn't. And 28, the teams who play are pretty good, I'd say, because you might potentially get Liverpool and then you've definitely got Chelsea, Arsenal and Newcastle. So you have got some good fixtures who play 28. You've got some good teams who play 28. You would be like capping the amount of doublers you have for 27, though, I would say. And I think Brighton are particularly good to like just have. I think I'd be tempted to just have them, I think. Brentford have got Tony. Southampton are crap, but they've got Ward-Prowse, and then Palace are absolutely crap, but at least they double 27 and play 28. So that's kind of appealing, I suppose, for like
Do you think you could possibly fall into this trap? Because obviously the 27 is the double, isn't it?
Yeah.
And looking at it, Southampton, Brentford, Brighton, Palace. I accept Brighton. I'll probably want to get Mitoma and maybe a Stupinan. That's my loose plan at the moment to get them to. I'm going to hopefully try and save enough transfers to do that. But if you're looking at, say, Zaha, you're packing it like Ward-Prowse you mentioned. Do you reckon you'll fall into the trap of getting just loading up on all these players at the expense of players like Rashford who don't play 28 and then you're stuck with them? Do you reckon that's going to be an issue or are you going for it?
Well, I'm right now I'm trying to decide which goalkeeper I'm going to get in who doubles 27. I think it's quite a nice slot to take the goalie slot in all seriousness in a double where like
serious.
Because
you go for a big boom for Southampton.
No, because listen, so one point which people haven't like we haven't raised yet is in 27 the fixtures for the single game week teams are really good. So like I think Man City, Arsenal, Man United, Liverpool all have good fixtures that week. So I think you don't want that many attackers outside of those teams still. So it might be that a Estupinan is a really good option, for example, in defence. I think I'm eyeing up Doherty to him, for example, in 27. I think that might be a move I do, for example.
That seems aggressive.
What did you say, Dol?
I wouldn't transfer out Doherty. That seems silly.
No, I decided to sell De Gea over Doherty this week. I thought that was the right thing to do.
This is why you could be improving your team, but instead you focus on goalkeeper transfers.
No, you know, you boys know, I said it last week, I was dying to do Doherty to Zinchenko and I was not one off. I really wanted to do that because I think that was like quite a bit better than De Gea to Ramsdale, but you can't. And if I'd have done that, I would have bent Shaw. So I'd have got the De Gea points, but I'd have bent Shaw anyway. So it's like, it's all just swings and roundabouts, to be honest. But yeah, I do wish I had that sort of less dead spot in my team with like an Arsenal defender and a playing goalkeeper. But yeah, I think to come to the point, basically, I think obviously I've got Andreas and Gnonto. Now, I'll sell one of those because one of those is guaranteed to blank in 28. So whichever one of those blanks, I'll be swapping to a March or a Mitoma or something like that. Someone who has that double in 27. But the rest of the spots, like other than De Bruyne, I'm not really willing to sell, I don't think. And like this might be where selling Rashford in 25 comes in because I think we're going to be so stacked in those weeks anyway that maybe we can risk going against Rashford for a few weeks when he has so few fixtures compared to the other people. Yeah, and then maybe just like buy a few defenders. So I don't know. Shaw's probably a sell.
I won't ask Doyle because he probably done it game week one. But have you still got your free hit?
Yeah, I've got all the chips except triple captain. Yeah, so
would you consider doing that in 28, which is generally the time most people do use it in that FA Cup week?
I think because the teams who play that week are so good, we need to adjust our strategies this season. I don't think it's the week to play that. I think what.
Definitely lost Josh.
Probably just in the nick of time, to be honest. He was going to probably talk about Gaeta for Crystal Palace in goal.
Man United.
We lost you for about 30 seconds then when you were ranting about your... I'm guessing.
It was the highlight of the show, to be honest.
Oh, it was so good. All I said was 25 and 28 correlate really well. So if you build into 25, I think it makes sense to not play a chip in 28 because the teams who double in 25 also have fixtures in 28. And in addition to that, like Man United especially, blank in 25, blank in 28. So I think if you build into 25, which I don't think many people are going to play a chip in 25, for example, you should just like play through 28 and maybe go with a few less doublers in 27 is probably the correct strategy. I would almost certainly say that's better. And then keep your free hit and wild card for later in the season where there's still loads and loads of doubles to attack.
This reminds me of that Queen's Gambit scene, you know, where she's playing chess on the ceiling. It's Josh with FPL fixtures, you know, inserting fixtures.
Got goalkeepers being moved around.
Goalkeepers coming in. Foster.
Yeah. Gaeta for Fabianski. I find this
This is the bit I just find super simple. And I think that's why I'm so much better than you two. Because I think this is like the key part of the game, to be honest, that like JB's talking about free hit 28. He hasn't even opened the fucking page up to that far yet. He's like, he's just like, oh yeah, that's the week I do it. I've done it since 2006. So that's the week I'll do it this year as well. It's just absolutely crazy. Like Liverpool,
I think it works out so simple though. I've already planned my transfers up until 28. And then after 28, my team will be just as good because I think it's more about individual players this year. And I want to keep the good players because we get burnt by this every year. We take out all the good players for a crappy double. Just keep the good players.
Or you get doubles that score loads of points and then you win. That's all. You know those guys that play twice as many minutes? They tend to be quite good, actually, because you get, you know,
yeah, like Ramsdale minutes
and points when you score goals. You can score more goals when you're in the pitch more as well. So,
look, I just think Arsenal, obviously, you got three of them. They play 28. That's three off the bat, right? Everyone's got that. Liverpool, you're going to get two or three off for 25, like, I think.
Where are you getting all these transfers from to get three Liverpool players in like 2 weeks' time? Are you really going to get
three? Well, it's very, very simple. So what you do is you roll 24 and then you do three moves in 25. Like, it's just like, I don't see how that's not that simple. Like, it's just like, you roll 24 and then in 25 you have two transfers. So you get your extra one from 24 and then you just do three moves.
How are you getting the Everton players in alongside that? Your free transfer's gone, the three of them, and then you can look at Liverpool after that. You're talking about at least a minus 12.
And the thing is, you get Liverpool players in, I assume you're going to get, well, maybe not you, but most people get Salah in to captain him. And then the only other options, who is it? It's got to be Trent and Robbo. I mean, do you want them? How many points have they got over the last 10 weeks? Sure, probably beat them last week.
No, you definitely get Darwin, obviously. I think it's the perfect time to do Kane to Darwin. I think
if he's playing, they've got options again now, right?
Yeah, so the players are coming back. He ain't going to start both games, I don't think. Champions League's kicking in.
It's tough.
I wouldn't worry about the Champions League. I don't think that's going to last very long.
That's true.
I think Real Madrid will plumb all them.
25, you're talking about this now. You'll be thinking, I can't use my transfers and Liverpool players. They're crap. They just got beat 4-0 by Everton. How can I bring their players in over Everton players? Not possible. Why have we just scored a hat-trick? And what can you do? You'll have to bring him in. This is the beauty of recording before the game, you see. I've got all the optimism. It's great.
I mean, to be honest, like, in all seriousness, I think the correct thing to do is probably have a sprinkle of Wolves, Everton and Liverpool. Like, so, like, you'd have a bit of each of those because they double 25 and they play 28. Like, or at least Liverpool and Wolves have got a half chance of playing in 28 each. So one of them will play 28. So I think you're just supposed to hedge your bets a little bit, get a few doublers in who also play 28. Like, you know, you're getting like the sort of two fixture gain, if that makes sense. And then, yeah, I mean, the other thing about Liverpool is they got Bournemouth in 27 in between. That is a really good fixture. That is like as good as it gets. So I think you can justify Nunes and Salah, I think. I think you can still...
The game scored in this year, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Salah didn't, but I think I
would not have Salah for that game, that's for sure. He couldn't score when they scored 8 or whatever it was. Never mind.
Salah against Bournemouth, that'll be giving some people some absolute like terrors in their mind. Literally, it was like was funny. That was so funny.
That was a highlight of the season for sure for me. That was amazing.
What are we thinking in Liverpool's double then in a couple of weeks? Will you two be bringing in Salah and captaining him?
I'll be bringing in Salah, yeah, for De Bruyne, just because De Bruyne's so shit. Like, yeah. I think
that's
it's
an
just
easy transfer
an easy
to
spot.
Make as well, isn't it? Yeah. Similar price.
I deserve to be punished for that, bringing De Bruyne back in for a minus 4. Bruno should have gotten like 20 points. That was just horrible.
The other thing is, De Bruyne has got Bournemouth that week. It's actually really hard. Like, it's a really hard game, but I think with Salah, you just take the two fixtures and know he'll start both. So I think it's still worth it with the future fixture gain ahead as well. So.
I might captain Trent that week, which seems insane because Liverpool can't defend. But they're playing against Palace, who really are toothless, and Wolves, who are also toothless. Like, that's two of the best clean. Alisson, Josh, is a good pick for you. That's who I'd be looking at.
I was going to say Alisson, yeah, because I don't think I'd want the Liverpool players stinking up my team at the moment, the way they're going on. I think I only want Salah. But the other one I was thinking of was Alisson, potentially. Just
then you've got Pickford, so maybe you'll have to bring both in, Josh and Bench Boost. That might have to be the strategy.
At least if I bring Alisson in, and this is the opposite for most people, but I know it'll only be a short-term fix. So, like, I know he won't have to stay for long because I'll just be looking for the next goalie on the market, you know what I mean? Whereas other people will have to hold Alisson. That's where I've got the edge over them, you see, because I'm willing to get rid of him quickly.
It'd like, be tough, if you get Alisson in, then Liverpool got Bournemouth in 27. You've got to hold him for that, surely. But then will you get tempted by, like, the Brighton Sanchez or... In 27.
No, well, that's the problem, you see. And then because Brighton blank 28, I'll have to then move Sanchez on as well. It's just like, it's a vicious cycle. You have to just keep going, you know. No, in all seriousness, I've obviously picked Ramsdale with 28 in mind, so I have to just keep Ramsdale through 25, and because Ramsdale obviously doubles 25 already, so I've obviously got him in with that in mind, and then he plays 28 as well. So, yeah, no more goalkeeper transfers for me this season. I'll tell you that. I'm done now.
If we do get to 28, and I keep banging on about this, and you've only got 7 players playing, would you be tempted for free hit, or are you still looking to hold it? Because you keep on saying about, oh, I want this player for a double because one extra game. If you could get 4 extra games out of your free hit, would you take it?
No, not if I had 7. If I had 7, I'd probably take a hit to get to 8 or something, or
because I do get the idea. Obviously, if you save it for a double game week and you're not building towards it, you know, you can maximize it, get 11 doublers in, for instance, but if you do use it in the blank game week and you've only got, say, 7 or 8 players, fair enough, you might only get 3 extra players. But if you commit to it early enough, and this is what I like about it, you can shape your team. You don't have to worry about, oh, this player, I need this Tarkowski because he's going to play in 28, or, oh, I need a Wolves defender because he's playing in, and you're just filling your team with a load of rubbish. You can just concentrate on keeping a really good team, good players, knowing that you have that flexibility to just bring in whoever you want in 28. That's what appeals to me.
Yeah, it does definitely work. I mean, as I keep saying, I just think the players are a bit better who play 28 this year. So you have got Arsenal, Chelsea, Newcastle, potentially Liverpool. You could almost make 11 and 11 out of them just on their own.
True, like, but at the moment, how many Chelsea do you have?
0.
How many Liverpool do you have?
0.
And how many Newcastle do you have?
1.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, okay, you get 12 players with them teams, but you ain't gonna have enough transfers to get there, are you?
No, but if you go into 28 with no Chelsea, no Liverpool, no, I think I obviously would have Liverpool because of 25, by the way. But if I go in with no Chelsea, you can sort of just blanket buy whoever looks like they're gonna play that week, you know what I mean? And like Chelsea are like probably worth hits that week, like whereas a lot of other teams won't be, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I think. I think it's one to think about.
-4 button, it's great.
Yeah, Mudrick, Felix, like you saw him on the weekend, JB. They look good for the first 20 minutes.
I can't wait to get Felix in. I cannot wait.
Well, let's just wait until we move on to the game week preview. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to give anything away. I'm not going to go early, but, you know, wait till we get there and I'll tell you my transfer plans.
Let's move straight on. We're short of time this week.
Right, segue, there we go.
Anything else you need to bring up first? Because you're leading this section, you're driving the ship. No,
we'll do it again next week because it's going to be the same topic. Literally,
it's going to be very interesting because Josh is definitely going one way with bringing in as many doublers, making sure he's set for 28. Whereas I'm going the opposite. I want a free hit, keep the team pretty stable. So it'd be very interesting next 3 or 4 weeks just to see how it all pans out, so we can have a look and see what the best strategy is.
And what I should say, by the way, just to finish off, with my strategy, I probably have to wildcard 29 in quite a lot of scenarios. So like that's something to throw in there as well. 29 is likely to be a big double. So again, like I think I'll wildcard 29 and just pile in loads of doublers probably is like what I'm probably going to end up doing. But yeah, I'll probably dead end 28, play 29. I think that's my gut feeling, I think.
I'm a little bit scared because, to be honest, the best man of strategy in FPL is Josh. If I do give him a little bit of credit, when it comes to this sort of stuff, he can plan his way around anything. And this is his strong point. And I'm going completely against it. So I'm a little bit...
Josh has too much free time, so he knows what's going on, essentially. So you just follow him on this sort of nonsense and it tends to work out pretty well, to be fair.
Exactly.
I do play completely differently to everyone else in these spots as well. The only things that like shape me a little bit is like if I'm still in a last man standing league, you sort of have to just mimic strategy just to like stay in the weeks that other people are playing big chips, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. But I'm out of that now. I was relieved of that last week out of all my last man standing leagues. So I am going to play like an absolute maniac for the rest of the season. I'm just going to like do what I think is right that I know other people don't think is right. And let's just see if I can catch up 100 points on some people. You know what I mean? I think that's what I'm going to do. And yeah,
welcome to the train, Josh.
Chew fucking chew. There we go. Yeah.
All aboard the crazy train. Right, JB, kick us off with the game week 24 preview of your team. What's going on?
I think we should do ours first, Dawg. Well, I'll do mine first because mine is the most boring ever. I am going to roll the transfer and I'm going to captain Haaland. So I've got Ramsdale in goal, Akanji, Trippier, Shaw, Bueno at home to Bournemouth is my like weird one I'm starting. I think he will get his place back this week. He looked great when he came on and they overturned a 1-0 deficit. So I think he will start this week over Ait Nouri. I've got Rashford, Odegaard, De Bruyne, Saka, and I've got Haaland captain and Harry Kane. I just can't see a reason to use a transfer. Going to save him next week for Liverpool players. So yeah, that is my team for the week. I'm benching Gnonto and Andreas, by the way, who have Everton and Brighton away, respectively. I just think those two teams they're playing are quite tight. So I'm not afraid to play Bueno over those, I don't think, who's got Bournemouth at home. So yeah, pretty close. Captain Haaland, I don't think anyone will be any different this week.
Oh, well, you're wrong there, kid. So I've not looked at this really for more than about 30 seconds so far this week, but I did set my bus team earlier. So we've got Kepa in goal. I'm going to get another clean for us. Luke Shaw, Trippier, Akanji, Mitoma, Rashford, Saka, De Bruyne, Odegaard, Haaland and Ivan Toney. I've got Bamford on the bench, who kind of tempted to play him at the game, but will be supporting the Everton, obviously. So he's not going to score against Pickford after he's kept two cleans in a row either, let's be honest. So, yeah, I think that's where I'm going to land. Captain will be Marcus Rashford, I think, rather than Haaland, just for the sake of taking a different approach. I also think there's a really good chance he gets benched this week, actually. If he plays against Arsenal, he's had this knock, plays against Arsenal, then he's got Champions League next midweek. So I think there's a really strong chance he's benched. So I think it's a really good spot to swing against him.
That's a very good point, actually. I think it's more likely he just plays 60, but even so, you get in a minute's edge, I think, with obviously Man United not having anything close to Champions League football. So I think Rashford might be a really good pick. I didn't even look at it, to be honest, but I think it's a really good shout.
That's me. JB?
Moving on to my team then. Yep, I completely agree with Doyle. I did initially, with my bus team, I put it on Haaland, the captain. But I was out having a jog earlier, clearing my mind for the all-in faithful so I could give the best advice. And I was thinking about captain, and I'm pretty sure I ain't going to go Haaland now. Same reasons. I think, obviously, he had the little knock. He's got a big game against Arsenal coming up midweek, Champions League next week, and then in between, Nottingham Forest. I mean, if you're going to rest him, that's a pretty easy game to rest him in. So I'd be a little bit worried of his minutes. So I'm probably going to be captain in either Marcus Rashford or João Felix. Yes, that's right. I'm going for it. I think João Felix is coming in. It's not a transfer I desperately want to do for this player to go out, but I'm probably going to take out Harry Kane, because I need the funds to get Salah next week. And the only way I can really get Salah is if I use Kane as a cash cow. So I've got two free transfers, so I'd need to use one of them this week so that I have to, obviously, the week after. I don't want to burn one. So it's not an ideal transfer, but it obviously sets me up for the week after. So I'm potentially, João Felix comes in, and then the week after, then I can get Mo Salah, and I'll obviously captain Mo Salah. So I'm looking here with a bit of a long-term view, but Chelsea are at home to Southampton at the weekend, so I think it's one of the best fixtures Chelsea could have. And Felix has just looked so good. I mean, Chelsea haven't been great, but there was better signs against West Ham that we was gelling as a team, and Felix is basically orchestrating everything. So, and I just think it's a fun pick. It's differential. Why not?
Unbelievably sexy. I am so jealous.
Yeah, I just can't wait to watch the game now. Like, it's going to be great. And especially if I do, I'm not sure if I'll captain Felix for sure. I might go safe with Rashford, but one of the two, I may well end up doing Felix. We'll see. Rest of the team, pretty standard, as you was. The only decision, really, James, I'm not sure if James is going to play as well. For the same reason, Champions League, we've got Dortmund midweek. Because we play so quickly again, it's Southampton at home, is the easiest fixture in the league at the moment. He might bring in Aspi just because he's easing James back in. He don't want to play him three times in a week, which he will have done, obviously, this week going into the game. So, but it's Southampton at home, so I think you've got to play James just in case. We'll see.
What's your quick take on, we got a little bit of time, what's your quick take on the new Chelsea signings, JB?
Yeah, I don't mind them so far. It's definitely added a little bit to the team. I'm still not keen on Havertz up front, which is, seems to be our issue, putting the ball in the net. So
is he just really bad? Like, I just feel like he's just not done anything in what, 3 years, really?
Yeah, he's always on the cusp of being okay. And that's the problem is we need a goal scorer at the moment. We're desperate for that goal scorer, and he's playing in that role up front, and he just ain't delivering what we need, really. But we have looked a lot better. But I don't think this team's going to get going until next season, to be honest. And even then, Felix might not even be here then. So we'll have to see. But definitely against West Ham, you could see they'd had a bit more time together. Things are looking a bit better. Maybe we want to see a bit more from Mudryk. He's still getting up to speed. But Felix looks the one. He looks really good. And the winger as well, Mudeke, I ain't got his name nailed down yet. But he looks a good player as well. So.
And Enzo, has Enzo been, what's he look like?
Yeah, he's been good. He's been good. I was sceptical at first. I don't think he's quite a £120 million player when we signed him, but you can't really hold that against him. And for what he's done in the games, he's looked pretty solid, sprays the ball around really well. He gets involved, a lot of energy. So, you can't knock him so far. He looks a good player.
Cool. Should we do a couple of, a beer bet each and then head off?
Yeah, sure. I'm just happy that my master plan to catch JB involves me captaining Haaland and keeping Harry Kane.
That don't sound good when you say it, does it?
I thought I was going to have to do a bit more than this, JB, to be honest. I thought I was going to have to I didn't think I'd catch you by the end of week 24 either. I thought I was going to have to wait a bit longer than that. But
I'm getting rid of Harry Kane and not.
Sounds good, mate. Haaland. Yeah. Kane to Felix captain. Love that. Yeah, it's great. Absolutely phenomenal.
What am I doing? Okay, right. Well, I might have to reconsider. But that there is a long-term strategy planned out as well with the free hit chip, rolling a couple more transfers, the Brighton double, getting two Brighton players in. So, yeah, I'm pretty much done until the end of the season now. No need for this show.
Yeah, makes sense, mate. So you buy him Felix and then you're going to free hit 28 when he has a fixture. Yeah, that makes sense. I like that. Yeah, I really like that. I think it's elite. I think it's elite.
But he's got all the doubles in between, Josh. That's the thing. You don't really that's why he's doing it, right?
Yeah, he's buying Salah next week as well, but not for 28 because Salah plays 28, but he doesn't want him for that. No, he's going to free hit 28.
He's going to have 11 players for 28, but he's still got a free hit because they're not the optimal players, so he can't, you know.
Yeah, but when Felix Brace captain at the weekend against Southampton, it won't matter. The points be in the bank.
I think with your transfers you're doing, you're going to end up getting to 28 and being like, oh my God, I've got such a good team for 28. I'll just like sort of muddle through it. You
if
know what
I do,
mean? Like,
I do. I mean, it's not the end of the world, is it? That's a good situation to be in. So
I think it's great, yeah. No, I think you'll end up not free hitting 28 and just like muddle through with eight or whatever. Like eight good players as well, by the way. Like the likes of a Chelsea, couple of Liverpool, three Arsenal, etc. So yeah. Trippier.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Beer bets?
Yeah. Has anyone got one or should I kick off?
Yeah, go on. Go for it.
I'm going to have Leicester to beat Man United away from home.
Ooh, yeah, I take that. But not a bad shout. I like that.
Leicester are playing really well. Yeah, they're playing really, really well.
They look like a team who's definitely got goals in them. They're scoring a lot of goals. They've conceded a few goals as well. But yeah.
Yeah, feel good about that one.
Yeah, mine's quite easy this week, I think. Chelsea against Southampton, obviously, is the 3 p.m. I will go for James Ward-Prowse to outscore João Felix, which I think is absolutely nailed on. FPL points, of course.
Yeah, okay. He had to be a JWP.
Jamie's panicking now. He's got the double, double investment.
Will he even play if he plays midweek and I've captained him? He'll come on for a point. Oh, God, what's going to happen?
Get a clean sheet, gets the clean sheet point, and that's enough.
Go on.
You know the one who is good for Chelsea, by the way. I think it's come up a few times. The centre back Badou Ashelli. Obviously, he can't play in the Champions League, so I think he's a really good pick on this game for 5 million. I think that's a really, really shrewd pick.
Chelsea's fixture run is really, really good. If anyone was wanting to invest, I know you guys were putting them off, saying we just play once a week, but the fixture is very, very good. So if you are going to get in, now's the time. But yeah, beer bet this week, João Felix to outscore Haaland and Kane together.
Combined?
Yeah, because I think Haaland might come on as a sub or something, could not even play. So basically, it's Felix against Kane, and Chelsea have got Southampton, so I fancy it.
I mean, I think you could have set him to score one of Kane or Haaland.
No, combined, we'll take
combined.
It.
I'll tell you what.
Not both of, not one of, combined.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if he doesn't, I will transfer the money to you, £4.50 or £5, we'll say, to go and get yourself a pint straight away on Saturday. Or Sunday,
where was the £4.50 going to cover? What was it?
I don't know why I thought £4.50, to be honest. It's about £6 a pint these days, isn't it?
Yeah, fucking hell. This is wild. You're all in on Joao Felix, aren't you?
Do you know what this sounds like? This sounds like billing all over again, where I'll bottle it and won't even have Joao Felix by the weekend.
Yeah, it does. It literally sounds exactly like that, yeah. We not put you off this time, though.
But you've got to.
I think I need Felix to get Salah next week. I have to get rid of Kane. There's no other way to do it. So,
I'm going to put this out there. It might be insane, but hear me out. Maybe you don't get the guy who costs 13 million who blanks every week. This would be weird, but
all will be revealed. All will be revealed. We have to do a follow up episode on Friday anyway, just to see what's happened. Maybe we can do a little short one for 20 minutes.
Well, it's not 30 million. It's 12.6 million now. Sorry. Apologies for that.
No, I need him. Need him.
Right. Okay. Well, Josh, do you want to take us out?
We almost did it at the start again. We didn't even consider it this week, did we? We didn't.
You couldn't even get your audio working at the beginning anyway, so it weren't going to happen, was it?
JB didn't even join the call because he didn't read the message because he thought it was just all talking nonsense rather than please join the call. Yeah, it's just like absolute shambles. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, All in FPL. Please like the video as well, if you can. And please follow us on Twitter, All in FPL. And finally, please listen to our podcast, which is on Apple and Spotify and all good podcast providers.
Well done. I feel like I weren't one of your best. I feel like you've sort of started through it a bit. I feel you didn't give your all there.
I am shooketh by the Joao Felix thing. I just don't. I don't know what's happened. Haaland has got Nottingham Forest, and we just need to look at that just once more. I'd say just look at it. Forest have got 8 centre backs injured. If Haaland gets on that pitch for 20 minutes, he will score a hat trick. Like, it's like, I just
do.
The
two
centre backs
did go off. Yeah, I didn't even mention that myself, didn't I?
Yeah. I'm just like, please let me have the free roll, guys. I hope you two go Rashford and fucking Joao Felix, please.
No, I think Felix is coming in. It might be Rashford captain. That might be the move.
Yeah, I mean, Southampton have got the manager bounce as well. They're going to have Jesse Marsh, who's going to come in and beat Leeds next week. He's playing Leeds next week. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be the best thing ever. It's going to be my favourite thing ever.
Watch on to victory.
Right, good luck tonight, Doyle, with the Everton boys. I hope you win the relegation six-pointer tonight.
Big one. Right, night, boys.
See you later, guys.
Bye.